Today we're visiting with Hunter Education Coordinator Brian Schaefer, and we're going to talk about some simple hunting safety tips and ethics when hitting the field this fall. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Brian, some seasons are open, some will open shortly. Give our viewers some simple tips on how to be safe when hitting the field this fall.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I think the most important thing for people to remember is it's your responsibility to be safe in the field. And the most important thing, especially early in the year like this, first time a lot of people are getting out into the field for the year, that you just take a moment beforehand, whether it's with yourself to go over a mental checklist or to have that conversation with the group you're hunting with, to talk about firearm safety in and around vehicles, in the field, and just general safety and firearm rules that you should be aware of before ever loading that firearm and heading out into the field.
Brian, historically, how do most of our hunting accidents occur?
Generally speaking, Mike, our accidents occur in or around a vehicle or a crossing of an obstacle. So whether it's a fence or a creek, especially when we're in close proximity with other hunters. And so the big thing to remember when it comes to hunting accidents, the vast majority of them are avoidable. And so it's just incredibly important for hunters, especially early in the year when you might be a little bit rusty handling that firearm. It doesn't matter if you're taking someone new out or you're hunting with somebody that you've been hunting with your entire lifetime. Just take that extra minute to have a little discussion about firearm safety, and don't be afraid to have that conversation with someone if they're not being safe, because it does only take one or 2 seconds for something terrible to happen. So most hunting accidents are very avoidable, and so we encourage people to have those tough conversations with people.
Brian, let's talk, like, if we're upland game hunting, what should hunters be aware of?
So with upland game hunting, probably the most important thing you need to be aware of is have that communication with the people you're hunting with about maintaining a safe zone of fire for everyone in the party, maintaining a line when you're walking, and that varies drastically depending on the type of cover you're in, how fast different people walk, and it's just everyone's responsibility in the group to make sure you're maintaining that straight line for safety, which then definitely impacts where your safe zones of fire are. So it's everybody's responsibility in the group.
And keep your safety on until you're ready to fire.
Yeah, absolutely. That safety doesn't come off until that firearm is shouldered and right before you pull the trigger.
Even though it's not required to wear hunter orange when upland game hunting, we certainly recommend it.
Absolutely, we really recommend for our upland bird hunters, even though it's not required by law, to wear that blaze orange so you can be seen, especially by other hunters, and then also during your rifle deer season, when people are still out there seeing some of the best opportunities for pheasant hunting throughout the year can be during the November firearm season. So we just encourage people to wear that blaze orange even when not required.
Okay, Brian, let's move on to waterfowl hunting. What are some safety tips there?
So there's a few things I'd like to touch on there. We've seen some accidents in recent history with layout blinds. It's real important to make sure maintaining that positive muzzle control when in your blind, whether that's a blind on a wetland or in a layout blind. Make sure that muzzle's pointing in a safe direction at all times, especially when you have hunters or dogs going out to retrieve down birds. It's just really important to maintain safe muzzle control at all times. And then another thing people don't really think about, you know, we're just heading out of summer here. Waterfowl seasons will be open here pretty quick, but water cools drastically, you know, overnight essentially this time of year. It really cools down quickly. And whether we're out waterfowl hunting or trapping or anything near water, just having an extra set of clothes in the vehicle can be a lifesaver if you do accidentally get wet.
And of course, again, if you're walking through water, keep that safety on until you're ready to fire.
Absolutely, Mike.
Brian, let's move on to deer hunting. Still a little ways away, but what are some of the things people should be aware of when going deer hunting?
Yeah, going deer hunting. Big thing there is we see some incidents. People get a little excited when they see a big deer or see a deer and that opportunity arises. We live in a relatively flat state. Being sure of what your target is and what's beyond it. Rifle bullets can go a long ways on the prairie, so we really recommend people take that extra split second to confirm what they're shooting at and what's beyond that target. So getting in and out of vehicles is always a tricky situation where we have some accidents occurring, and that can be resolved just by taking the extra time to do it the right way. And that's everybody on the same side of the vehicle, unloading the firearms completely, leaving those actions open and putting them safely in the vehicle.
Solid blaze orange and orange head covering is required.
Correct, yes. In North Dakota, it's required to wear solid blaze orange. Camouflage blaze orange is not legal, and so we see that a few times a year where we see people out in the field not wearing the legal blaze orange.
How about tree hunting safety?
Absolutely. We're seeing more and more people sitting in tree stands or elevated platforms, and anytime you're off the ground, we highly recommend using a fall restraint system or a safety strap of some kind. One fall from a tree stand can end in a very serious matter, and so anytime your feet are off the ground, we want hunters wearing a fall restraint system.
Brian, a lot of our hunting seasons are happening about the same time landowners are in the field harvesting crops. What are some things hunters can do to help stay out of the way of the landowners?
Yeah, the majority of North Dakota is privately owned, and we live in a state that is highly driven by agriculture, whether that's farming or ranching. And we have a lot of wonderful landowners out there that share their land with hunters and trappers. And so we just really encourage our hunters to take that extra step to be a good steward and be polite to those landowners and give them space when they're out there combining or moving cattle. You know, pull off to the side of the road and let that semi, you know, go by you without them having to slow down. Give them lots of space when they're combining. It's pretty common for our corn and sunflower harvest to be occurring during the rifle season.
And if you've come across a gate that's closed and you open it, make sure you close it when you leave.
Correct, yeah. And that goes both ways. If a gate is open, leave it open, because you don't know if they're moving cattle and they're moving them from different section of pasture or different section of pasture. So leave the gate as you found it, and just be courteous at all times and leave it better than when you got there. If you see a pop can on the ground, pick it up. It's your responsibility as a hunter to do what's right, even when no one's watching.
Even your shotgun shells or your rifle cases, pick everything up.
Correct, yeah. You know, if you're shooting ducks and geese in a field, you can go through quite a bit of ammunition. If you have a group of hunters out there, we just really encourage you to take that extra 10 minutes to pick up all of those empty hulls.
Brian, another thing hunters need to be aware of is they need to respect other hunters.
Yeah, courtesy in the field goes a long ways. You don't know who that other hunter is, you know, and we all kind of have a attitude that we think, you know, if that's our spot, but it may not necessarily be your spot and only your spot. So give people lots of space. You know, people are pretty protective of where they hunt and the time that they take off from work or the time they spend with family. And so it's always best just to side on the side of caution and give that extra space to those other hunters, just like you would want them to do to you. So someone beats you to your favorite spot, go to another spot, or maybe go find another area to hunt. So.
Brian, in addition to hunter safety tips, do you have any advice for hunters hitting the field this fall?
Make sure you do your homework. We are very fortunate to live in a state where a lot of our agricultural producers still grant access to hunters to get out there and enjoy the resource. And so I just highly recommend, you know, not the night before opening day of pheasant season or deer season, but get out there and try and make some contacts. Even if you're going home to where you grew up, you know, reach out to those landowners and have a conversation with them and explain what you're wanting to do. And we're very fortunate in North Dakota to have a lot of opportunity to hunt private lands and get out there and enjoy our hunting heritage across the state. It varies greatly from the eastern half of the state to the western half. Just can't emphasize enough to get out there and knock on doors and introduce yourself. We're very lucky to still be able to do that and get a hold of people.
Brian, even though we've had a lot of moisture this spring and summer, a lot of areas are starting to dry out. Hunters need to be aware there's a lot of tall grass on the landscape, section lines. How about fire?
Yeah, hunters need to be very careful with fire this time of year, where you're parking, where you're driving. We touch a little bit on producers out there combining, moving cattle this time of year, but we also want to make sure we're not blocking rural roadways or the vehicle or parking our vehicles where there is tall grass underneath them. But we really want to encourage people to be careful, to be aware of those situations and the conditions around them. And if it's super dry in the area you're hunting, it's not a bad idea to have a fire extinguisher or other firefighting stuff to put out a small fire before it gets out of hand.
So the most important thing this fall is for everybody to have a good time and come home safe.
Absolutely. North Dakota provides some of the best hunting in the nation. And I think there's lots of room out there for people to get out and enjoy it. Doesn't matter if you live close to one of our larger urban areas, there's still fantastic hunting opportunities all across the state of North Dakota for people to get out there and enjoy the resources.
A lot of great information, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.